If you've been a Christian for a long period of time, you're probably familiar with the armor of God. If you aren't, here's a quick refresher. Take up the whole armor of God, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The imagery Paul is using here is of a relationship to God's word and character that is so close and intimate that we can actually wear it like a garment. Pretty cool, right? And while wearing words might seem like a strange idea, there is a real historical precedent for it. In the 15th century, the nuns of a convent in northern Germany actually sewed old leftover parchment scripts into their robes. When I heard about that, I couldn't help but think of the armor of God and the close relationship between God's word and ourselves that is implied by it. Throughout Scripture, we see this relationship in the lives of people like David, who described God's word as a lamp for my feet and a light for my path, or the Apostle Paul, who used his encyclopedic knowledge of the Old Testament to aid in sharing the gospel with the Jews, or even Christ himself, who used Scripture to resist temptation from the devil in the desert. For the giants of our faith, knowing and loving the Word of God was as necessary for daily life as their own clothing, a companion they kept close through constant prayer, meditation, and memorization. And for good reason, too. When stresses, frustrations, and pain begin to add up, the Word of God is a refuge that always is waiting to provide solace, peace, and direction for us. It can be a compass that gets us through the storms of life, reminding us of the character, love, and will of our Heavenly Father. So the next time life's storms have you turned around and wondering which way is up, do like those giants of the faith did and turn to God's Word. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.